From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. A nurse turned whistleblower named Dawn Wooten is sounding the alarm about serious medical neglect and an unusual number of hysterectomies of detainees at a Georgia ICE immigrant detention center. Wooten worked at the Urban County Detention Center, which is run by a private company called LaSalle Corrections, and accuses authorities of allowing horrendous living conditions, allowing the spread of COVID-19, depriving people of proper medical care, and conducting a suspicious number of hysterectomies of Spanish-speaking women who may not have understood the medical procedures they were undergoing. My guest is Priyanka Bhatt. She's a staff attorney with Project South, which is the organization that just filed a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General based on Dawn Wooten's testimony. Welcome to the program, Priyanka.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first, tell me, how long had Dawn Wooten worked at the Irwin County Detention Center, ICDC, and what was her role within that facility?
Sure. So Ms. Wooten has worked at Irwin County Detention Center for 5 to 7 years on and off. And she was a full-time practical nurse at the facility up until July, when she was demoted to being an as-needed nurse.
And she, I understand from the complaint that was filed, drew attention to some of the very disturbing things that she saw around her. She was eventually retaliated against, and she no longer works there. Let's go through some of these issues. The one that has caught the most attention, I think rightly so, is that she has seen a very high number of hysterectomies of women who may not be understanding the procedures they're going through. Tell me exactly what it is that Dawn Wooten alleges.
Sure. And I want to back up a little bit. So Ms. Wooten is represented by Project South and Government Accountability Project jointly. And so regarding what she's seen, our complaint not only talks about what she has seen, but also what detained immigrants have told us as well. So we've been hearing issues about women's health at Irwin Detention Center for several years now. We reported on the lack of prenatal care for pregnant women at Irwin back in 2017 in our report that we published. And since then, our coalition has talked to several women who either have had a hysterectomy done or have talked to other women who have had a hysterectomy done. The complaint talks about one particular woman who was horrified when she herself was told that she was told different things. One individual, the doctor told her that she was going to have her cysts be operated on. Another person who was transporting her, the officer told her that that's not the procedure. She was actually going in for a hysterectomy. She actually ended up testing positive for COVID antibodies, and so the surgery never happened. And then when she went back to the facility, she obviously was horrified because she was never told that a hysterectomy was the procedure that she was going to have. And so she asked the nurse at the facility about what the procedure was, and the nurse at the facility talked about, you know, she was going in for a procedure regarding scraping tissue off from her vagina. And so the point is, she was told three very different things from three different people, and that is a huge concern. She then shared with me that she had talked to five other women at the facility who shared with her that they had had a hysterectomy done and seemed confused about why they had it done. After that conversation, we spoke with Ms. Dawn Wooten, who corroborated that that the number of hysterectomies being done were concerning to her and others as well.
So it's not as though this one person is making a claim. You have corroborated her claim. You have independent testimony from detainees within the facility that is consistent with what Wooten says she observed.
Right. So our complaint, you know, talks about the woman who has talked to other women at the facility, and she herself was told that she was going in for a hysterectomy when that was not the procedure that she was originally told.
I mean, hysterectomy is an incredibly invasive and irreversible procedure that, you know, addresses your your ability to reproduce, your ability to get pregnant, the decision that you make to have or not have a child, a life-changing decision. This is not like, you know, getting in your appendix removed. This is a whole nother level. So at the same time that the complaint shows that there was a huge amount of medical neglect, people, you know, who should have gotten their cancer treatment that weren't getting it, the facility was conducting these very invasive medical procedures. So they had the you know, time, effort, resources to conduct these very serious medical procedures, and then they were ignoring the other medical concerns of some of the detainees?
So the hysterectomies, to our knowledge, is not being performed at the facility. It is being performed by a doctor in an outside location. But exactly as you mentioned, Irwin's Detention Center has a history of lack of medical care. It is horrifying for us to hear that medical staff are deliberately not testing detained immigrants for COVID-19, even when they are symptomatic, even when they have pre-existing conditions, or, you know, requested over and over and over to be tested. It was not until Project South filed a complaint with ICE and the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties that they allowed for immigrants to be tested all around the facility in mid-August.
Right. And I want to get to the COVID issue. I just want to stay on the hysterectomies for one more minute. In the complaint that Project South filed, points out that Nurse Dawn Wooten points out that Irwin Detention Center sends many women to see a particular gynecologist outside the facility, but that some women don't trust them because a lot of the women that go there end up having a hysterectomy. And Dawn Wooten said, everybody's uterus cannot be bad. She said, everybody he sees has a hysterectomy, just about everybody. He's even taken out the wrong ovary on a young lady, a detained immigrant woman. She was supposed to get her left ovary removed because it had a cyst on the left ovary. He took out the right one. She was very upset. She had to go back to take out the left and wound up with a total hysterectomy. She still wanted children. So seems like one particular person. Do we know who that person is, this gynecologist?
I am not authorized to share that information
now. So I, of course, we understand this is an ongoing complaint. So this is a complaint that has been filed to the Office of the Inspector General that oversees the Department of Homeland Security, so the watchdog for DHS. Let's talk about the issue of COVID. This is obviously a huge concern right now. What are the ways in which the detention center, the LaSalle Corrections, which runs ICDC, has failed to even comply with CDC recommendations on COVID?
Absolutely. So we know that you're not supposed to transfer individuals, especially if they have COVID-19. And we know from the testimony that they have done that they have deported one COVID-positive patient to Mexico and transported another detained immigrant with COVID to another detention center in Georgia called Stewart Detention Center. In addition, they're not testing detained immigrants. Again, women and men, everyone has been putting in complaints to get tested for COVID-19, and they have just not been responding to those requests all the time. In fact, you know, Ms. Wooten shared that there are medical staff who are shredding medical requests without even looking at them.
Wow.
And that in and of itself is horrifying, because we know that detained immigrants have reported, you know, with to us, with having HIV, with having breast cancer, with having other chronic illnesses that need immediate attention.
So they're shredding these medical records rather than giving them the medical attention they deserve. Wow.
Medical requests, right? So there are two ways of putting in a medical request. One is a handwritten form that you submit in a box in the unit, and another is an electronic one. And so we were told that oftentimes when they put in a handwritten request, sometimes the handwritten requests are not even read and are thrown away. In addition, in regards to the electronic request, we're told that medical staff sometimes, you know, put in vital signs indicating that they have seen a detained immigrant and have treated them when in fact they have not.
I understand that the facility actually had procured a couple of COVID testing units, but that these are not being used very much.
Yes. From Ms. Wooten's declarations, we know that the facility had two rapid response testing machines at the facility, and to her knowledge, they were not being used.
Now, the from what you can tell, the response from the detainees been? Are they anxious about getting tested? Are their requests for tests getting ignored? Is there fear within the the community of detainees about this disease?
Absolutely, it is a horrifying and scary time when detained immigrants have no idea who has COVID and who doesn't. In fact, you know, they mentioned that facility, you know, told them that there are no cases back in June and July, when in fact there were six in May. So we know that they are not being told the truth. We know that the facility is downplaying COVID-19 and the need to test immigrants at all. We do know that that a number of immigrants were tested for COVID-19 after we had filed that complaint with ICE and the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. In talking to one detained immigrant last week, I know that she has not received her test results. So even though they tested detained immigrants, they still have no idea what their results actually are.
And some immigrants, detainees, went on hunger strike to protest this?
Yes. When COVID-19 initially started and people started knowing about it, multiple individuals went on hunger strike because they needed to bring attention to this horrifying issue. At the time, you know, they didn't have masks. At this moment, they have one mask, and that mask has not been replaced if you break it or anything. But many individuals in Irwin went on hunger strike.
What about the general conditions? This is a privately run facility, so they're using tax dollars to house these detainees. But of course, because it's a profit-based company, they need to make a profit. And it seems as though they're not feeding the detainees properly.
So over the years, we reported on this issue in our 2017 report on the human rights violations that really documented that the food was just not edible. It was not nutritious, especially now women and men are reporting that there are ants and cockroaches in their food when they go to eat it.
It's moldy as well often.
Exactly. The overall conditions are just not sanitary.
So this is a facility that has, do you feel that it sort of operates out of view of the public? What is the sort of level of secrecy? I mean, what happened to Dawn when she tried to raise the alarm, when she, you know, being disturbed by everything she witnessed, tried to speak out to her superiors? What sort of accountability is there?
Well, she was reprimanded. She was reprimanded for speaking out about these issues. She was demoted from being a full-time nurse to an as-needed nurse. And the reason for the reprimand that she was given was that she did not call out sick, even though she had a doctor's appointment or a doctor's note telling her that she could not enter the facility because she was symptomatic and was waiting for her test results. And so she was reprimanded. This is not, to our knowledge, other individuals at the facility have, you know, not called out sick before, and they have not been demoted for that.
So she no longer works there. What is the role that she is playing? Her testimony is the basis of the complaint right now. And, you know, she, I understand in an interview with The Intercept, she basically said, you know, she has nothing left to lose.
Well, I want to clarify that she, you know, is still as needed nurse.
I see. So she was demoted, but is still working within that capacity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think needs to happen now? We are at a point where the Department of Homeland Security seems to want to act with impunity. A federal courts have even decided that Chad Wolf, acting Secretary of Homeland Security, is not filling his role legally because he hasn't even been confirmed by the Senate. We have a whole agency, you know, this is, of course, what ICE is part of, that, forget about checks and balances, isn't even being led by somebody who was confirmed by the Senate.
Mm-hmm. We are calling for a thorough investigation into all of these horrific, horrific accounts. ICE, LaSalle Corrections, and you know, the people who are doing this absolutely need to be held accountable.
And so the detainees themselves that remain in ICDC, the Irwin County Detention Center, what recourse do they have? Are there protests in the community demanding they be released? Do some of them have extended family members that they could be released, you know, into their custody, especially during this pandemic? What is their fate?
We have been calling for the release of detained immigrants since the pandemic. We have written multiple requests to the ICE office here in Atlanta, and this is along with our coalition partners here in Georgia, including Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights, Georgia Detention Watch, and many others. We have all been calling for detained immigrants to be released. It is certainly not safe for anyone to be held in such a confined area, especially during a global pandemic.
How many people are currently detained? And as I understand it, it's both men and women that are being detained there?
Yes. I'm not able to provide the exact number. They don't
Tell you how many are being detained.
Right. It's not public information. But.
Wow. And of course, as I mentioned, this is a this is an ICE detention center. So this is tax dollars, taxpayers' money going towards housing these detainees. And it's just remarkable to think about what if this was more widely known, how horrified Americans would be at what's being done in their name. Give out a website for Project South, Priyanka.
Yes, our website is projectsouth.org. We are also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please definitely feel free to follow us.
We'll post a link to that from our website as well. Thank you so much, Priyanka, for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
My guest has been Priyanka Bhatt. She's a staff attorney with Project South, which has filed a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General based on Don Wooten's testimony of hugely disturbing misconduct at the Urban County Detention Center in Georgia. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.